Welcome to the EDUCAUSE podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Moran Technology Consulting, providing management and IT consulting services to higher education institutions around the world. MoranTechnology.com. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE, and on this podcast, we speak with Richard Northam. Northam is the CEO for a sister organization to EDUCAUSE called the Council of Australian University Directors of Information Technology, also known as CAUDIT. I spoke to him recently about analytics, and I started our conversation by positing the idea that the use of analytics should start with a question rather than a fishing expedition into big data.
Yeah, so I think you've made a very, very good point, because we learned that about 10 years ago. We started our journey by saying, let's collect 200 data elements, and then looked at each other and said, what do we do with this? And we had to wind back from that and go back to, you know, what is the question we want to answer? And I think once you understand what it is you want to answer, it's relatively easy to understand what data you might need to answer that question. So that's the easy step. The real challenge, I think, with analytics, and it relates to benchmarking as well, is you need to build the systems within member institutions to actually collect that data and collect that data in a consistent manner. And that, I think, is one of the really key questions and one of the key problems that we have to solve. I think the sector in some areas is quite immature in terms of their data collection. Different people do these processes each year, so you get variances in the data. And so I think really helping the sector understand how to actually collect data, how to actually prepare that aspect of it, I think is a key aspect. The other thing with analytics is how do we even validate the data? Because the CIO will put their data in and put their hand on their heart and say, that's absolutely correct. And we've found ourselves in Australia in a position where at times we've looked at the data and we've gone, really? That just can't be correct. But we've had no means by which to actually ask that question in a way that's analytical, impartial. So it's almost an affront to sit there and say, look, your data sucks. We have played around with a thing called the complexity index. We're using a number of standard attributes about an institution, number of staff, number of students, research revenue, number of locations. We build an index between 1 and 10 that helps us understand how complex an institution are. And what that then enables us to do, or one of the many things that enables us to do, is then use that as a predictive measure to say where we think the data should be. And it's a very rough measure, but it then opens up that conversation. So you've prepared your data. We think it's sitting outside the boundaries that we would normally expect that data to be. And so you can have those intelligent conversations around actually what's wrong with the data, because data maturity is a very big problem. And I think one of the dangers with analytics is if we don't solve the problem of maturing the processes of collecting this data and actually even measuring the data, we're going to start making decisions, and institutional leaders will start making decisions based on data that's bad or wrong, and decisions based on bad data is going to end up with very bad decisions, very bad outcomes. So I think that's quite dangerous for the sector.
Can you talk a little bit about how Australian institutions are approaching analytics?
What we're seeing in Australia is IT departments and other parts of universities are now starting to actually employ people as specialist data analytics and performance measurers. So I think we're seeing that as an emerging role within IT.
Yeah.
And I think it's a recognition that IT professionals traditionally haven't had those skills. And so I think what you've touched on is a very important point, that it's all great to have the data and you put up all these wonderful graphs, but what does it truly mean? And we all know that you can present data in different ways to lead people down to different decision paths. So I think we need to actually foster that whole new cohort of expertise within higher education, the data analysts, the business intelligence people who can actually sit there and make sense of what this data is. Because one of the things we've seen with benchmarking in Australia is people really don't know how they can use the data particularly well.
And what do you see as the future of analytics in the next 5 to 10 years?
So I really hope that analytics becomes embedded into the IT culture across all the institutions. So that we understand that everything we do, there has to be some measurement, there has to be some understanding of what this does, so that we can actually report on what we're doing, we can report on the value, we can draw the connections to the core business of the institution, be it research or teaching and learning, and ultimately connect it to the student experience. And I think that's the utopia where everybody understands that this is all part of it and we just simply should be doing it.
Richard Northam is CEO of CODIT, a sister organization for Educause in Australia. This podcast is sponsored by Moran Technology Consulting, providing management and IT consulting services to higher education institutions around the world. MoranTechnology.com. I'm Jerry Bain for Educause. Thanks for listening.